Country Pop FM.
It's been a long time since the clowns came out. Send in the clowns. There must be clowns.
Right.
Don't bother. They're already here, and they're always here at Bob FM.
And in Annandale, from what I understand.
Yes, I saw that story. People, maybe one guy or more than one guy, just walking around being a clown.
Yeah.
Some people are scared. Yeah. Some people like it. It's fun how people have different responses to that. And sure, maybe that clown is a Bob FM listener. And I hope we didn't drive him.
To do clowns
because you go, oh, those guys can be a clown, so can I.
Right.
Wednesday, May 12th, 132nd day of the year, 233 days until the end of the year. This date, 1831, going all the way back, the 1830s, the nation's first indicted bank robber, Edward Smith, sentenced to 5 years hard labor. Sing Sing Prison. Sing Ooh. Sing Prison doesn't sound like a good place in the 1830s.
From what we understand, it wasn't.
No. So that was 1831.
Sing, sing.
Our invention of the day, William Clayton, this date, 1847, he invented the odometer way before automobiles. So this was on, like, covered wagons. You got to know when you got to give your horse water and hay, Neil.
I guess.
So I wonder what
it
was.
I had no idea it was that old.
Every 10 miles?
Yeah.
And every 3,000 miles you change your oil, although those recommendations change now with synthetics and all these things, as you're aware.
Yeah, I'm on 5,000.
Yeah, William Clayton invented the odometer.
Nice
he was
work.
Also the first one to roll the odometer back when he sold his covered wagon. first one of odometer fraud, too.
Very
they got
savvy.
Him on it. It was very savvy. 1847. They, you know what they do? The horses, they just look and see how old the horses are. But for the wagon, you had the odometer. He was very wise. 1932, this is a newsreel.
Here is the patch of woods barely 4 miles from his home where baby Lindbergh was found. His little body lying face downward in the underbrush.
That is really sad.
That is terrible.
It's almost too graphic. The body of the Lindbergh baby, the kidnapped son of Charles Lindbergh, found in a wooded area of Hopewell, New Jersey. And, of course, Bruno Hauptmann would eventually caught, and he would be tried. He'd be found convicted. He would be convicted and found guilty. And what was his fate? Was he executed?
I think he was.
And it was the crime of the century.
Yes, it was.
1930.
Very
so
sad.
32 is when the Lindbergh baby was found. 1940, this date. In this date in World War II history, the Nazi conquest of France began as they crossed the Meuse River.
Oh, sure.
Into France, the German army, 1940. I meant to have maybe some newsreel of that, but I must have been distracted.
Could have been.
Because the next news item, 1971, Jerry Lee Lewis granted a divorce from his first cousin once removed, Myra.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Myra.
They married when she was, what, 13, was
she it? Was 13 at the time, and their marriage lasted like 11 years or whatever it was. 11, 12 years? Because they were married in like 1960, 59, 60, whenever that was.
Yeah, I would say.
It was very scandalous, of course.
Years.
It got him banned from radio stations and things like that. Now, first cousin once removed is not first cousin. It is the child of your first cousin.
Right.
That's what the once removed means, is the child of your first cousin.
But
if it would have been the child of your first cousin, then I think it's twice removed.
Yeah, and it was that and the 13, I think, that made it tough for people.
The people in England didn't like it, for sure.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow.
So Paul McCartney and Wings, either it's a matter of you've just totally forgotten or run out of things to write about and you do a version of Mary Had a Little Lamb and put it out on an album. Or you just think you're so good and you are so hot, you can release anything and it'll be a hit.
I forgot that they did this.
I think Paul McCartney said that it was really just they had a real true effort to try and do a children's song. He was inspired by Mr. Rogers. Mary Had a Little Lamb, Paul McCartney, and Wings on this date. And then Linda came out in a lamb costume, which is really cute.
Well,
when they did
it
live in concert, it would bring the house down. 1970. How do you follow that with, although I don't know if they had done Band on the Run yet. Maybe they had done Jet. I don't know. I can't remember the... I'd have to look at the discography
of
Paul McCartney and Wings as far as where Mary Had a Little Lamb fell in that line of songs that they released. 1978, you know, up to this point, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, had only used female names when naming hurricanes. Hurricane Beulah, for example. But beginning in 1978, they said they would then alternate now between men's and women's names, starting with A, B, C, D, and then they get to Z. Then I think they go to the Greek alphabet, if I'm not mistaken, when naming hurricanes. Wow. So we had the suffragists, the women and the suffragists who fought for the right to vote for women way back in the early 1900s. And then in the 70s, we had guys. They didn't call them suffragists, but there was something else. They were fighting for the right to have hurricanes named after them.
Yeah.
And it kind of came to fruition this date. It finally paid dividends this date in 1970. Of course, the two causes weren't nearly even similar in the scope.
I would say no.
And the meaning in the vast meaning of society. So that was in 78, NOAA in the news. 1980, more. We got a lot of good music here today on the Almanac, let's be honest.
Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as fast.
And it all started with Mary Had a Little Lamb. If you're going to start it anywhere, I know Do Re Mi says we'll start at the beginning, we'll start at Do. But for us today, we started at Mary Had a Little Lamb, and then we move on to It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. Billy Joel released this off of his Glass Houses album.
Huge.
It was 1980 here on this date.
He was at one of the hottest points in his career, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Really, but then he had a lot of stuff in the 80s, too.
Yeah.
Innocent Man, Songs from the Attic, Uptown Girl. And then he wrapped up the 80s decade with We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah. Pretty impressive career.
Let's take a look at what else happened on this date in the Bob Almanac. So 1980, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, released. Billy Joel, 1984, South African prisoner Nelson Mandela saw his wife Winnie for the first time in 22 years.
Ooh. That's a long time.
That's cruel.
That is.
And then, of course, he was eventually released, eventually became the president of South Africa. And of course, he was in prison because of his... opposition to apartheid. That was the state 1984. How about 1990? Let's go to SNL, Studio 8H.
What's that?
That is Nora Dunn. Because you were never born, she was here that night and was accidentally crushed by Sinead O'Connor's amplifier.
That's
O'Connor felt so bad, she never sang again.
Hey, that's too bad. She was a cute bald chick, you know?
Andrew Dice Clay controversially hosted Saturday Night Live on this date, 1990. Nora Dunn and Sinead O'Connor boycotted it, so they had fun with it, as SNL is wont to do.
Right.
And their opening sketch was kind of a It's a Wonderful Life spoof, where they went through and John Lovitz is the devil, and he plays kind of the guy showing him around what would have happened, because Andrew Dice Clay was down on himself, and he wanted to end his life. And John Lovitz says, no, wait a minute, he's going to jump. They had the exact same bridge as Jimmy Stewart was going to jump off of, and it was really good. And it was on this date, 1990. How was about 92?
Was it snowing?
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was snowing. Of course it was.
Yes.
Let's remember Mike Brady, the father from the Brady Bunch.
Greg?
Yes, sir?
I want to see you in my den.
Just give me a couple of minutes, Dad.
Your couple of minutes were up a couple of minutes ago.
You know, if Mike Brady, if Dad Brady, Father Brady, Papa Brady, if he asked you to come to the den, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because that's where everything happened in his den.
Yeah.
Robert Reed, who played Mike Brady on the Brady Bunch, passed away this day in 92. He was 59.
Young
2002,
man.
He was. AIDS, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Dionne Warwick, this date 2002 at the Miami International Airport, was arrested when baggage screeners found 11 marijuana cigarettes inside her lipstick container.
Oops.
She told the agent there at the airport, said, hey, you sing Do You Know the Way to San Jose every day of your life and see right. if you can get through it without having something to help you through it.
Exactly.
And then she called him. I think she called her a hussy. After that. That's a word that she uses. She was on Celebrity Apprentice and called somebody a hussy. I can't remember what it was,
yeah.
but
That's
it was
right.
great. You just don't hear that term enough. They don't use it. But Dionne Warwick does.
Yes.
And there's a gal on SNL that does a real good Dionne Warwick impression now. It's spot on. That was 2002. Then 2008, we have ourselves a new stamp.
All I can think of is that big grin, that beautiful keyboard grin. Traveling the world on letters and making people smile back.
Nancy Sinatra talking about her father, Frank Sinatra, 10-year anniversary of his death. They commissioned a stamp. They unveiled it on this date, 2008. This date, these stamps are made for licking, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lick this stamp just for you. So that was 2008 that happened. Ready for birthdays, and boy, do we have music.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are ticked before his bed.
Burt Bacharach, he wrote this song. He and Hal David were a great team, and some of the biggest hits in pop history written by this man, Burt Bacharach, 93.
What a talent.
Songs for B.J. Thomas, for the aforementioned Dionne Warwick, The Carpenters, of course.
Yes.
Oscar-winning songs from movies. This, of course, from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. 93 for Burt Bacharach.
He did Arthur's theme, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Get stuck between the moon and New York City. What a great line that is.
Yes.
Billy Swan, happy birthday today, 79. He Can Help. The Aaron Tippin version of that song is outstanding. It would not hurt my feelings if somebody requested the Aaron Tippin version of I Can Help for today's request lunch hour.
Right. Oh, yeah, remember this.
Steve Winwood got his start with the Spencer Davis Group. He was in his teens singing Give Me Some Lovin'. And then all of a sudden he popped up again in the 80s and had a string of hits.
Yes, he did.
Steve Winwood, 73. Neil, what time is it?
I like to think it's TV theme time.
And today's theme is Scarecrow and Mrs. King. Bruce Boxleitner, Kate Jackson.
Nice.
She is still my favorite Charlie's Angels,
yeah,
Sabrina.
I can see that.
Kate Jackson is Sabrina, but this is Bruce Boxleitner.
He was great.
Not to be confused with Bruce Boxcutter. This is Bruce Boxleitner.
He was in How the West Was Won.
And the Gambler movies with Kenny Rogers.
Yes, yep.
He was in those. 71 for him. Back to music.
Lonely is the night when you find yourself alone. Your demons come alive and your mind is not.
He had some very radio-friendly rock music of the 1980s. Billy Squire. His biggest hit, his signature hit is The Stroke.
Yes.
This is Lonely as the Night off that same album called Don't Say No, Lonely as the Night. Billy Squire is 71. Kix Brooks, we know what he sounds like. He's 66 of Brooks and Dunn. Good story in the wrestling bio of the wrestler Booker T, where he was telling a story about he and his brother when they moved to WCW and they needed to come up with a gimmick. They took the name Harlem Heat and they needed shirts that reflected heat. So guess what? They actually, remember the Kix Brooks on the cover of one of their albums? He had that flaming shirt.
Yes.
Kix Brooks. So Booker T went out and bought two of those shirts for he and his brother, kind of cropped them off, cut off the sleeves, took the sleeves with the flames, turned them into bandanas over their head, and that was their outfit for the first several years in WCW as Harlem Heat. It was a Kix Brooks shirt that this wrestler, African-American wrestler, him and his brother, were wearing in WCW, and they would go on to
awesome.
Like win the tag team title 11 times.
Wow.
Hall of Famer Booker T.
Nice.
Connected with Kix Brooks.
I love
who is 66. It's Homer Simpson's birthday today. Did you know that?
I did not.
They have the internet on computers now.
That's a good one. That's one of my favorites. And then this one.
Lisa, if you don't like your job, you don't strike. You just go in every day and do it really half-assed. That's the American way.
Homer Simpson, his birthday is observed today, 1956. So he's just a couple of years older than you.
Right.
That'd make him 65 today. Homer Simpson is 65. He's had the same hairline for 30 years.
He really has.
He's been able to maintain it. So happy birthday, Homer Simpson. Just a few more hours. More good music. And I'll be right I got way too many birthdays today. Can we delay the Bobathon? So this is Eric Singer. He was the third drummer. He beat out Animal from the Muppets to replace Eric Carr. Because you had Peter Criss, Eric Carr, and then Eric Singer. And if you're the drummer, you sing Beth.
Yes, you do.
He's 63.
Arby's, we have the meat.
That's Ving Rhames, the actor. He's been in movies, Pulp Fiction and Mission Impossible, but he's the voice of Arby's now.
He's a big
one of those guys with the deep voice that they love to use, like the guy who played Serrano and the guy who played Worf. And, of course, James Earl Jones was the original. That's Ving Rhames, 62, here today.
And just when you think they're about to break apart,
ducks fly together!
And when the wind blows hard and the sky is black,
ducks fly together!
And when the roosters are crowing and the cows are spinning circles in the pasture,
ducks fly together!
He was the coach, Gordon Bombay, in the Mighty Ducks. So yesterday we had Dr. Bombay, Bernard Fox from Bewitched, and here today we have Coach Bombay, Gordon Bombay. Emilio Estevez is 59. Believe it or not, Tootie is 52.
Wow. Now, girls, not a word about this to anyone until we talk to Mr. Bradley.
There's going to be trouble.
Yes, there is. Kim Fields is 52 from Facts of Life.
Hey, can I ask you a question? How come you don't have any stories? I've got lots of them, and you don't have any.
Oh, I've got stories. Believe me, they're just a little bit more risque than Tales of Fan Camp.
Oh, are they gross or something? Like guy stuff? Tell me.
He had a very, very special relationship with an apple pie. He's Jason Biggs. He was from the American Pie movies. He's 43. You recognize that bass line?
Yes.
That's quite a cool riff, actually. You wrote that?
That's really good.
The guy who played Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie,
which Rami
Malek,
is
40. Yeah, it is. It's very good.
All remaining systems will bow to the First Order and will remember this as the last day of the Republic.
That sounds fierce.
It does.
That's Commander, Captain, or General Hux from the new Star Wars trilogy. The last three, Domhnall Gleeson, 38 today. He turned out, well, I won't tell you. That would be a spoiler if you haven't seen him. He's 38. And now the Marvel Universe is represented here, too.
Captain Rogers? Captain, I'm Agent 13, S.H.I.E.L.D. Special Service.
Kate?
Assigned to protect you.
On whose order?
His.
Her name isn't Kate. It's Sharon Kata. And she's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. She was the niece of Peggy Carter. You remember her?
Yes.
Especially the Captain America movies. And she has come back. She's in the Winter Soldier Falcon show. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the streaming show. You don't stream, so you won't be familiar with that. But some people will be. Because it's good.
It's good.
Emily Van Camp from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's also on the TV show Revenge currently. 35 today.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. We got a pretty good list here, so we'll run them down somewhat rapid fire.
No, you don't have any good music like we had in the Livings, did you?
Well, no, but there's some good audio.
Yogi Berra, did he ever do any hits?
He might have. He had a fine voice. Nurse Florence Nightingale, really considered the mother of modern nursing, born in Florence, Italy on this day in 1820. The great Katharine Hepburn.
Land is dirt. I could take defeats like yours and laugh. I've done it.
That is from The Lion in Winter. That's one of her Academy Award-winning performances, Neil.
Very nice. Of course, I loved her opposite John Wayne in Rooster Cogburn. Katharine Hepburn, a very distinctive voice, born on this day, 1907, television newsman and actor. Howard K. Smith, 1914. Do you have any Mary Kay cosmetics in the cabinet?
Did you ever get did they ever send that pink Cadillac that you earned for sales one year?
I'm waiting.
Didn't you lead the region in sales, so you get a pink Cadillac out of the deal?
Yes. Mary Kay Ash gave us the Mary Kay Cosmetics Company, 1918. Convicted cheater, spy, and then executed Julius Rosenberg, 1918. You remember television talk show host Tom Snyder?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tomorrow Show. Our guest tonight is Mr. Ron Nesson. He's the press secretary to the President of the United States. Now, for those of you who might not know what's going on here, I'm just going to explain what the thing is all about.
That might be Dan Aykroyd doing Tom Snyder. I'm not sure.
I love it. He did a great Tom Snyder, certainly. 1936 for the Tom Snyder. And one of our finest comedians of our era, George Carlin.
Thank you. You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. You know where you can stick it. You hear that, don't you? Guys, you know where you can stick that. Well, why do we always assume everyone knows where they can stick it? Suppose you don't know. Suppose you're a new guy. You have absolutely no idea where to stick it.
How good is that?
He came up with the seven words you can't say on TV.
He was tremendously talented. George Carlin, 1937. And he gave us as many great games behind the plate as he did quotes. Yogi Berra.
Well, if you get hurt and miss work, it won't hurt to miss work.
Uh-huh.
And they give you cash, which is just as good as money.
That's from his Aflac commercials.
Yeah. Yogi Berra was, of course, behind the plate for Don Larson's perfect game in the 55 World Series in 1925.
I want to say 56.
Might have been 56 for Yogi Berra, the Baseball Hall of Famer. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I've got some real dandies here. Speaking of great music to start a Bobathon, David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle.
Sure.
Better on than in, right?
Yes.
Red Akins, That Ain't My Truck.
Uh-huh.
Or Eddie Rabbit, Someone Could Lose a Heart Tonight.
Because I'm looking forward to seeing him at Moondance in June. David Lee Murphy.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1.